Harish, last time I asked you about the Prahlada's meditation. I read the
What?
Prahlada's meditation,
What meditation?
Prahlada Maharaj
Prahlad Maharaj meditation.
meditation.
Prahlad Maharaj's meditation.
His Ishtadeva. And I read further and find the purport of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, which little bit describe more this question. And also, I have question about this commentary. May I read it?
Yeah.
Yeah. The next, the next verse says, Krishna graha grihit atma. He was as if haunted by Krishna. Some say Vasudeva means Nrisimha. Others say Vasudeva refers to Krishna because in Prahlada's prayers in the Vishnu Purana it is said the Lord wearing yellow clothes appeared. The next verse mentions Krishna also. And also it is said later Govinda Parirambhita. Prahlada was embraced by Govinda. Others say that Prahlada first had attraction for Vasudev and then later for Narasimha when he appeared. It is mentioned in this verse that he had a natural attraction for Vasudev. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur he described three categories of devotees who sing different ways, and the question is he says others say. Then again, others say he describes acharyas or some devotees.
You ask me to comment on Vishnu's comment.
I cannot understand. He says that some others say that it means that he.
This, in other words, you ask. In other words, the basic point here is not clear. There's some amongst the devotees, the rasics and the learned and realized devotees, it's not clear what was the object of Prahlada's meditation, but somehow it ended up that Krishna manifested, because Krishna is a Sarvavatari, and Krishna wears Pitambara Dhoti. So he maybe, when he manifests as Nrisimha, he's wearing Pitambara, but still he's Nrisimha. So he was just meditating. He just says, because when it says Vasudev, that's also a name for Vishnu. And Govinda, as I mentioned, is a name for Vishnu. Some people say it's Govinda. Is it because there's 24 forms of Vishnu, as I mentioned earlier. One is the Tilak, we make 13. They're all names of Vishnu. This is Vishnu, it's Vishnu Tilak. Keshav is Vishnu form. And Damodar, Padmanabh, all that. It's described in Bhagavatam, depending on the weapons. So it's not clear what he's meditating on. So Vishwanath is not giving anything conclusive. So we have to say it's not concluded. But if you examine the different categories of devotees in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which Sanatana Goswami does, he says that Prahlada Maharaj is a Gyan Mishra Bhakti. He's a Gyan Mishra Bhakta. And above Prahlada, because he never did any seva. He never did any seva to Vishnu. He just thought about him and when he was in danger and Krishna saved him. He's called a Gyan Mishra Bhakta, like Kardamuni. Kardamuni is also called Gyan Mishra Bhakta. And then the category of Shuddha Bhakta. Shuddha Bhakta is Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish, that's why you see there's six canto. There's different developments of the bhava of the bhaktas, because it's Srimad Bhagavatam. Is the story of the Bhaktas and the Bhagavan. Mm. Bhagavan, Bhakta, Prem Sambandha. Mm. Various forms of Bhagavan, all being expansions of the original Krishna. Various forms of the Bhaktas, all being various representations of different aspects of the Supreme Bhakta Radharani. Mm. Parama Radhadev Radharani. So finally, we see all different forms of Krishna. All different forms of Krishna from first canto to tenth canto. In tenth canto, we find out about three forms of Krishna. And we see all different forms of Radharani and the different Shaktis and Devis. Durga and Lakshmi and Lakshmi and Durga and Devahuti and Aditi and all these different Devas and Shachi and Arundhati and Parvati. These are all expansions of Radharani Shakti. So all different forms. Then all so all different forms of Shakti, Adi Shakti Radharani, Sarva Shakti Mahi Radhi, and all different forms of Bhagavan coming through the river of the Bhagavatam. The river of the Bhagavatam is going to the ocean, the Madhura Sagar of Braj Leela. The Madhura Sagar of Braj Leela is a 10th canto. And 11th and 12th canto are simply history and philosophy, Siddhanta. So as far as exchanges of Leela and whatnot, mostly it culminates there in a Sagar, in the Madhurya Ras, Brajaras, Madhurya Mahabhav Sagar of Radharani Krishna's love in Vrindavan in the 10th canto. So therefore, as there's the development of more and more representation of bhakti among the bhaktas from first canto to 10th canto, there's different intensities or depths of expression of Bhagavan's forms from first canto to 10th canto, and there's different expressions of Radharani Shakti forms. So Prahlad is called Gyan Mishra Bhakta. He's in the 7th canto. Kardamuni, he's in the 4th, fourth canto, and he's also Gyan Mishra. Then you come to the 9th canto and you find Shuddh Bhakti. And in the 9th, so Shuddh Bhakti is Ambarish. Ambarish is Shuddh Bhakti. He represents Shuddh Bhakti because he engaged in all the line. Prahlad Maharaj gave Shiksha, Prahlad Shiksha. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnam, Smaranam. But he didn't do Archan. He didn't do Padasevanam. He didn't do all these things. He didn't do Dasyam. He just did some Smaran. Ambarish Maharaj represents Shuddh Bhakti, engaged all of his limbs in the Navaveda Bhakti. Then, in the 9th canto, which reveals Ambarish's story and glories, then we also have Ram Leela. And Ram Leela, we have Hanuman. And Hanuman represents the beginning of Shuddh Bhakti. Now it's Shuddh Bhakti. Dasyarati. Dasyarati Hanuman ki jai. Bhagavan Ramachandra ki jai. So Hanuman is Dasyarati. Pure Dasyarati. But where's the Dasyarati and Prahlad? It's not there. So this development of the bhakti and the Bhagavan relationship is told throughout the Bhagavatam and summarized in the Brihad Bhagavatamritam by Sanatana Goswami. It's in Hindi also. So there we see that Ambarish was meditating on Vishnu. It's clear. Forearm form of Vishnu. Savai Krishna, even there the verse in 9th canto says, Savai Krishna Padar Vindiyor, Pachamsi Vaikuntha Gunarna Varnane. He's saying, Savai Mana Krishna. The word Krishna is usually everywhere it says Vishnu, Vishnu Padasevanam. If Prahlad was a Krishna Bhakta, when he's talking about the Navaveda Bhakti, why does he say Vishnu Padasevanam? He doesn't say Krishna Padasevanam. Krishna Govinda Padasevanam. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam. Because he was doing, you preach about what you're doing. He was doing that, so he preached that. But he said all these things can be done because it's eternal. Bhakti is eternal, and these Navaveda Bhakti is also eternal. Before Prahlad Maharaj, people were doing Navaveda Bhakti. After Prahlad Maharaj, Day of Brahma, coming, going. Bhakti is eternally going on. Bhakta is a great Bhakta Prahlad Maharaj. Prabhupada preached about him, but he's not our role model for pure bhakti. He's a role model for courage. He's a role model for faith. And he has some good shiksha. He's got some good teach. Matirna Krishna Parato Satova Mito Padyeta Griha Pritanam. I forget. Andaya Tandir Upadgiyamanas. It says, if blind leading the blind, that verse, it's in his teachings in the 7th canto. And Sara Manye, I had memorized many of the verses in 1975, but, little age is there now. Not musing so much. Matirna Krishna Paratos, by their own thought, by their own mati, by their own consideration, or the opinion of others, blind, the blind leading the blind. They'll never get to the right conclusion. So my understanding, what we see depicted in the Archamurtis when it, depicting this Nisringa, they generally show him with Varaha. Varaha Nisringa Murtis, if you see. Even in Mayapur, Sri Chaitanya Mat, the temple on the backside is Gorgadadhar, and then there's Varaha Nisringa. There's the Kirtan Mandap, Yogapit, Yogapit, and the Kirtan Mandap, and you go Neem Tree and Jagannath Mishra Baba and go Piche, the small temple. That's it.